This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, hop into the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can buy the coffee cup, every little bit helps. You know what I'm saying? A buck here, a buck there, eventually I can buy some new shirts. All right? I mean, just saying. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. I love when you comment on what we're doing, you talk about what we're doing. Seriously. You know, and it kind of helps me guide the show, too, sometimes. You catch something that I don't. You'll hear something that I don't. And anyhow, I just get, and I love playing these clips. Over the years, we've been playing these clips from Mark Dice, Jesse Waters, and others. Right? Of people who don't know, have no clue as to what Independence Day is about. They have no clue as to who we declared independence from. Right? I mean, I did this once before. Years ago, we went out to a local mall. And we were asking people very, very, very simple questions about Independence Day. Right? About the 4th of July. What does it mean? What are you doing? Why are you at the beach? And I like Mark Dice calls them zombies. Right? He calls people zombies who have no clue. An article in the Daily Caller says that way too many Americans think that we declared independence from Mexico in the 70s. Of course we did, right? Because it was funny. I was watching this program the other night about how the Mexicans, there's a lot of Mexicans who feel that we stole the land from them, that we took California and Utah and all that. We took it from them. We basically, in the Mexican-American War, we stole the northern, we live in northern Mexico, in their mind. It was their land, they own it, and we should give it back to them. I'm serious, they really believed us. And they realized that they can't beat our army, they can't beat our military. And so their plan has been, I'm not speaking out of nowhere, these people have actually come out and said this. Their attitude is, we'll take it back by flooding the neighborhoods, by getting our people elected to, school boards and councils and what have you. Because we want the land that you took from us. I mean, that's the mantra. They want. The only problem is, who did they take it from? I mean, they don't even know their own history. They don't even know how they came into being. They don't understand who they stole the land from. They're going to give it back to who they stole it from? I love this. The guy that does the best show, if I can find this would be great.
Bill Whittle.
Huh?
Bill Whittle.
I'll pull it up. Will you find that for me?
Yeah.
Bill Whittle does a piece where he lays into some of you who think you're so smart, and he lays out how the land came into being and who it belonged to. So the next time you guys want to start screaming about how we took it from the Indians and we took it from this and we took it from the Mexicans and we Americans are just nasty, disgusting, vile people. Do your homework. Some Americans apparently believe that the U.S. declared its independence from Mexico in 1776. That's according to a poll released earlier this week. 77% of people surveyed correctly named Great Britain when asked which country the United States won its independence from. 23%, nearly a quarter of the population, named the wrong country or weren't sure. Scattering of people mentioned France, Mexico, Germany, among a long list of countries. God. At least one person out of more than 1,000 people surveyed answered that the U.S. declared independence from Afghanistan, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Denmark, Italy, Japan, Panama, and or Russia. That's according to Dr. Lee Meringoff, director of the Marist College. The registered voters taking the poll didn't do much better than the average. Around 79% of those polled who are registered to vote answered the question correctly. Republican and independent voters were slightly more knowledgeable. I'm sorry, Republican and independent voters. So, Kimberly, if you're listening, I guess you fall there. They were slightly more knowledgeable about the founding of the country than Democrats. Full 82% of Republicans and 83% of independents correctly identified Great Britain, while only 72% of Democrats got the answer correct. The poll does have some good news. Americans are getting better at naming the year America declared independence from Great Britain. When the college did a poll in 2011, 42% of the respondents couldn't name the year the U.S. broke away from Great Britain. Now 69% can, up from 58%. 69%. To name the year. I wonder how many came close, like 1775, 1777. I mean, name the year within 2 years. That's kind of where I would have been at. Really. And I always appreciate, not when we come back from the break, we're going to play the Bill Whittle clip. Because I think it's that important. All right? So we'll play the Bill Whittle clip so you can hear. Because I am so tired of these people talking about how we stole the land from them. Your question should be, and who did you steal it from? And you watch them. They'll just lock up. They won't know what to do with themselves. Joe Messina in your house. This is the Real Site. Don't go far, because we'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Site with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for being there. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us and you know, being involved, not just spending with us, but just being involved as well. You know, I mean, it helps very much when you help drive the conversation. Okay, Bill Whittle, one of the smartest guys I know. And again, I love these people say that, you know, they want open borders. They want everybody to be allowed in. And, you know, considering we stole the property from, from the Indians or, the Native Americans and the Mexicans. We stole property from the Mexicans. I mean, give me a break. But you know what? I can't do it like this guy does it. Take a listen. Bill Whittle, genius.
Mexican racist groups like La Raza, which means the race, La Raza, is racism defined, assert that Mexicans have the legal right to all of the southwestern United States because it was taken by force and is therefore illegally obtained. Let's examine this argument just a little more fully. La Raza claims that all of Texas is in that category. Mexicans should be free to go into Texas with impunity because Texas really still belongs to them, to Mexico. Well, let's stand well north of the current border. Let's stand outside of Lubbock, Texas, and see who we need to give this land back to. You see, America wouldn't return Texas to Mexico. We would return it to the Confederacy. We took it by force and therefore illegally, according to this logic. But, obviously, the Confederacy is gone. So we should then have to return it to its rightful owners, which is the Republic of Texas. The Texans would then have to give it back to Mexico since they took it from them by force. So Mexico has it. But then, of course, La Raza, being people of integrity, will demonstrate in the streets in order to give Texas back to Spain, since the Mexicans took it from them by force. Spain will then have to give it back to France, naturally enough, since Spain took it from France by force, and the French can just hand it right back, since they took it from Spain by force to begin with. So Lubbock belongs to Spain, who took it by force from the Comanches. Give Texas to the Comanches, then. We've got it solved. Only the Comanches took it by force from the Apaches. The province of Texas gets a little dicey here, since no one knew how to write before that time. But we do know that the Apaches pinched this land from the ancient Pueblo people, who hijacked it from the First View people, who captured it from the Plainview people, who conquered it from the Folsom people, who snatched it from Clovis Man, who arrived on what is now downtown Lubbock, Texas, USA, about 11,000 years ago. Now, since all of these owners took that patch of land more or less by force, no one owner is in any position of moral superiority. Yes, it was taken from them, but they took it from someone else. There are only two people on that timeline with a unique claim. The people who had it first, Clovis Man, and the people who have it now, us, America. You know, up until very recently, people's hearts came to America before their heads and their hands did.
Like, you know, you look at that. Yeah, I'm sorry. You've got to laugh. Because these guys, nobody pays attention to this. They want to work off of feelings and what's right and what's not right and who did what to who and how and when without any real understanding of what took place. And the biggest irritant behind this is not, you know, it's not that the people are just ignorant. They're ignorant by force. I mean, when I say that, what I mean by that is their ignorance is just amazing. They don't know. They've done no study. And I guarantee that half of them would say, no, he's wrong. And if you say prove it, well, I can't prove it now. I don't have the same information he has, and I'd have to go look. You know, well, then how do you know he's wrong? How do you know that what he's saying is incorrect? As you sit there and tell me that even though you know he's incorrect, ugh, whatever, and he's not, I love these people, but you don't have a clue as to how to prove that he's incorrect. Some of you make me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. But this is why I said to you, you have got to, we have got to, I have got to, we ends have got to. We've got to teach our young people, nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons, well, whatever. You got to teach these kids because they don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is why I said to you earlier, I want to make sure that we have all the information. I like to make sure I've got the data, the facts behind me. I don't always get it right. Come on, let's be honest about it. I really don't. But heck, I don't think I blow it as much as these people do. Could be wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. The other one I love very much, the guy that I get the biggest kick out of, is Mark Dice. So here's Mark out in the beach in San Diego a while back, and he's asking the... this will make you throw up in your mouth. If it doesn't, you've just not paying attention. But Marco's on the beach and he's asking these people, so, You know, what's the 4th of July all about? You know, who do we claim independence from? Hey, how you doing? What you got going on? I love when he does stuff like that. Because he totally, and they always say the same thing. You're going to make me look like a fool later on. No, actually, you've done it to yourself. We don't need the help. Take a listen.
We declare independence from to celebrate the 4th of July.
I don't know.
What is the purpose of 4th of July celebrations?
I'm going to turn it to the guy in the USA, sir.
Fireworks. A little more specific. A little more specific.
Celebrating our independence.
There we go. A little more specific still?
Yeah, the pat answers. Celebrating our independence. No, really? I would have never thought. Who would have known? Can you do a little bit better? I mean, this is where I say to you guys, your parents, grandparents, nieces, uncles, aunts, that kind of thing, you got to get involved. You got to get involved in their education. You got to open your mouth. You got to talk to these kids. No joke, seriously. Otherwise, they're left to their own devices.
Independence
Day
from a country. Step in here at any time. Which country was that?
History was not my subject. I slept through that class.
And happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
I think life was not her subject after, you know, hearing some of this stuff. I mean, seriously. Save me. We're going to go for a quick break. Come back more with Mark Dice after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Speaking in West Virginia at the Salute to Service Dinner, President Trump talked about his search for a Supreme Court nominee, saying his choice will be as good as his last pick, Justice Neil Gorsuch.
These are very talented people, brilliant people, and I think you're going to really love it, like Justice Gorsuch. We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
A key group of lawmakers involved in the Russia investigation is supporting a previous assessment by the intelligence community that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential campaign, and they concentrated their efforts on trying to make one candidate win. This was a bipartisan finding from the Senate Intelligence Committee. The results show that they were not just trying to cause discord, but to actually hurt Hillary Clinton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being, I mean, really truly just being part of the conversation. I really appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and really just paying attention. So let's get back at it, because I've got, you know, some clips from Mark Dice, Jesse Waters, and a few others. And I did this years ago. I did this out at the local mall. And I had asked people some of the similar questions and was mortified. That's not the way to put it. I was mortified at what these people had to say. Take a listen. Let's see if I can get this thing working.
Oh, happy 4th to you guys.
When Jesse Ventura, John Wilkes Booth, and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
1870-something, but I don't remember.
John Wilkes Booth. That's pretty cool, huh? And she's just looking like, yeah, 18, somewhere around there.
Remember the specific year.
What's the purpose of 4th of July weekend?
Celebrate our independence.
A little more specifically, please.
I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's all I know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's all you know. Yeah.
In your celebration. You're no longer allowed to celebrate. Celebration canceled. Name two of the founding fathers of the United States.
Oh, man, you had...
Now, listen. Two. There were, okay, somebody's going to nail me on this, but there were 220 some odd, right? Maybe more, maybe less, I don't know. But it was over 200 total. And involved in the whole, right? So, two. I just need two.
I had to start there, huh?
Washington. Hey, no, I'd ask him, not you. Oh. Okay, name one more.
George and Lincoln.
No. Okay. Hey.
George and Lincoln. George, who, the jungle?
Cut down over there.
It was supposed to be... You're not putting this one on the
air. We're going to have to deport you. Yeah. You don't deserve to be an American.
Yeah.
Get out of our country.
What year
did the Declaration of Independence get signed? It's you. You first.
Oh,
shit. What I love, though, is when you look at the clothes that they're wearing, they're all, I guess this is not the proper terminology to say, right? They're all pretty hip people. You know what I'm saying? And I get the biggest kick out of it. You look at them, you look at what they're wearing, you say to yourself, okay, well, they know what's going on today. They get all the proper clothing on. And what gives you the right to wear that clothing? You know, what gives you the right to wear that clothing as opposed to the government telling you what you're allowed to wear on the beach? No, seriously, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. And it's and again, it doesn't seem to matter. What the hell the heck did that happen? It just doesn't seem to matter here. Let me heat that up again.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I don't remember, honestly.
Now I gotta ask you guys. Are the questions too hard? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's too early in the morning. Questions are too hard. Is he being too tough on them? I mean, I'm truly just trying to understand. Okay, I don't think so. I think they're fine, but it's just it's crazy as I'm sitting here listening to this, and they can't get the simple ones. Even the simple ones they can't get right. You know? All right, here, go ahead.
1875.
Oh. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
God. Come on, man.
Don't give it away.
And you know, don't you love it when the people around them? Now these are their friends that finally look at them and go, really? Are you that stupid? You don't even know when the Declaration was signed? I just love these guys. Anyhow.
Off my head, I don't know.
Yeah, it's buried deep in there somewhere.
That's what I'm saying, off the top of my head.
Fourth
I don't
grade.
Know, but...
Hold on, we're still not done with you. We're celebrating independence. What does that mean exactly? Independence from who? Fourth of July.
My parents.
Here, come on.
Hold on.
Don't give it away.
Come on, man. You put him on the spot. You put him on the spot.
He needs a safe space. Fourth of July weekend, we celebrate the Civil War victory, the North over...
This is an adult. This is an adult now. Take a listen.
For the South, freeing of the slaves. What are you going to be doing to commemorate that?
That's a good question. Probably just out with family, friends, you know, enjoying ourselves. We're out in San Diego. You know, we got to enjoy the sun, the surf, the weather, good people.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
That, my friend, has been a long time for me.
Well, he's right. It has been a long time since the Declaration of Independence was actually signed. Oh, my God. We are in so much trouble. This is why, you know, I know that there's a cliche out there that, you know, if we don't know history, we're doomed to repeat history and all that. But how about just a mere fact that, like, what are we teaching them in school? What is important to them? You know, I know it's well powered. They don't have American Idol, right, or American Got Voice or whatever, anything like that. I mean, the shows are all over the place. And people will know who won, who didn't win, who they're waiting to win. Dancing with the Stars, always a big deal over, you know, who wins, who's going to be part of. And yet we don't know who we won our independence from. We don't understand the fight. That's why the Constitution isn't considered important, because people don't know. They don't understand what actually went into it to win. They don't understand what our founding fathers gave up to win. Our founding fathers didn't want socialism. They didn't want communism. They didn't want a dictatorship. They wanted the government to be a representation of the people through voting, through choosing. So you can't sit there. And like I said, they're acting like a bunch of babies. Well, we'll just put more people in the Supreme Court when we get in power. Or... you know, that's not our president. We don't want that. It's like, God, grow up. Who is the adult in the Democrat Party when you listen to what they're saying? I mean, I will say, you know, Schumer and Pelosi, I mean, they, believe it or not, they sound like the sane ones. Now, if they're the sanest person in that party, there's a problem. It's just amazing. All right, a little bit more on this guy.
4th of July weekend, we sort of celebrate John Wilkes Booth, Jesse Ventura, the other founding fathers. Who's your favorite founding father?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Mark credit. You really do. I wouldn't have gone that Jesse Ventura.
My favorite founding father is...
Who you got to pick out of?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no. Who are my choices? Antonio?
This isn't multiple choice.
Oh, okay. Founding father, Jesse Ventura.
That's my favorite. That can't be your favorite. You got to...
Here's the scary part. This guy's going to show up at your door someday wanting to date your daughter. Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute or two.
Pick another
can't
one.
Can't be mine. I don't even have one.
No, don't even have one. Well, if you had one, what would it be?
Debbie.
I don't know why he's not honest to just look at him and go, what is the founding father? I don't even know what that is.
Who would you say?
I'd say... Nope, we'll get to you next. Okay, we better get to you next.
Yeah, tell me.
Favorite founding father?
Hey, I don't know what my options is. I say Jeremiah.
Jeremiah?
Yeah.
There's a new one. Apparently, a founding father came to surface 2,000 years before America was ever even thought about. you know, one of my favorite sayings years ago on the show was, and it's going to become my next favorite saying again, we're so screwed. Hey, this is amazing to me. I don't even know how you fix this. I'm not sure you can fix this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hang tight. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
But she remembers nothing else.
Closely.
She remembers this one. Very much alone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're kind of having like a pre, what do you call this? A pre-Independence Day show. And I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. I just think this is hilarious. I think the fact that people don't have a clue is to who we got our independence from and how and all that other fun stuff, is just so enlightening. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I thought I'd play a couple of clips to get you all wound up before tomorrow so that maybe you will ask questions of your grandsons, granddaughters, nieces, nephews, and other young people around you to see if they have a clue about life in any way, shape, manner, or form. This is Jesse Waters asking people on a beach in New York, hey, what gives, right? Come on, Jesse. Got to give it some.
What does July 4th commemorate?
It commemorates the signing of our Declaration of Independence.
Thanking, like, the people who served?
Well, that's more Memorial Day. But
who did we declare our independence from?
I
am not a history buff.
Europe?
You can narrow it down a little bit more.
France?
For the motherland, pretty much. America.
Britain?
Yeah?
Did you catch that? Did you catch the fact that America got independence from America? Did you catch that? Or am I the only one who caught that?
Right?
The British. Remember the name of the king who we kicked to the curb?
King Curb Kicker.
Arthur?
King Arthur?
King Arthur.
I don't know a lot of kings.
King... Not Tuck. I really don't pay attention a lot in history. It bores me to death.
Louis III? No, right? Must have fell asleep in that class.
King George?
Oh, yeah.
King George?
King George III. We're going to give it to you, though.
All right.
Do you remember what year we declared independence?
No. 1946. No, can't be.
1973, was it?
Think about that one for a minute.
1737. Oh, there's like a jingle for it.
I don't even know where to go with this. He's going to lose it. This is why I play this stuff for a reason. Now, I want you to understand... And all due respect to Jesse Waters. I mean, he gets credit for all of this. I don't want to... This is all his work. But if you think about this, right? These people are out there. They're on the beat. It's a day off of work. They have no understanding as to what they're doing there. Why they have the right to be there. What it's all about. And yet, they're more than willing to celebrate.
1776. 1776. Maybe I'm off. That's the only class I went to in school was history.
What was the war called where we declared our independence?
It's not the Civil War.
Not the Civil War.
The Civil War.
Civil War. Yeah. Next one's going to be World War One. I obviously have my... the school I went to had all the dates wrong, apparently. I
don't know. Two.
It starts with R. Not the Renaissance.
Revolutionary.
Wait a minute. The Renaissance? Was there a Renaissance War that I missed? Can somebody send me the link to that?
Revolutionary War.
Woo. My history teacher's going to be really angry at me. Okay.
The general who won the Revolutionary War for America, remember his name?
Patton. Ulysses S. Grant.
Patton won the Revolutionary War. Boy, he got around. You know what I'm saying?
You guys are killing me.
Wasn't he a drunk or something like that?
General, I don't know.
George.
General, I don't know. It's the first time I've heard of him.
Washington.
Very, very good.
He was a good president.
Yeah?
Before my time, though.
Yeah, just a little bit. Who was the first president?
Lincoln.
Not Lincoln.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You know, if you... I'm sorry. You know, it's really funny because... It goes both ways. I mean, guys and girls, just totally ignorant here. This is hilarious, right? And it doesn't matter what color your hair is, obviously. You look at all... What happened to these people? Did they just not pay attention? Did they not care? Did the teachers not hold their feet to the fire? Did their parents not hold their feet to the fire? Did they not understand? This is why a lot of young people are running around going, we need socialism. They don't understand. No history... understanding whatsoever.
Franklin?
He's on the quarter.
I don't look at quarters.
I only look at dollars, hundreds of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Who signed the Declaration of Independence?
I know Ben was there. Ben Franklin was there, right?
You guys are on a first-name basis?
Yeah, Benny was there. I was there with a couple of the boys. We took care of everything.
Thomas Jefferson. John Hancock. He's the biggest. His name's the biggest.
Now, see... John Hancock. Perfect. Who doesn't know John Hancock's name was on the... I mean, I would say, look, you can't have Hancock. You can't have any of the... Give me some other one, you know?
Size-wise.
I'm drawing a blank there. I can't get them all right.
How many colonies were there at first?
107, right? No, seriously. This ought to be... I mean, people will say, well, Joe, you know, this is not a big deal. They don't need to know this stuff, really. We don't need to know how much we fought. We don't need to know how much our forefathers gave up, or people gave up, that regular citizens were willing to give up. I get people today won't run for office because they don't want to go through the aggravation. These guys gave up families, properties, life for this. And you won't run for office because you don't want the aggravation.
20.
Lower.
10.
Higher.
15.
Lower.
13.
13!
All right.
How many original colonies?
13.
Now, wait a minute.
13?
That woman actually thought she got it right. You wonder why we have a problem today. That woman actually thought she, after being coached right into the number, she thought she, smart woman.
The original colonies.
Alabama.
Oregon.
I wasn't aware. Were you aware? Alabama and Oregon were among the first two colonies. What school taught that?
Philadelphia wasn't yet.
Well, Philadelphia was a
ben
city.
Ben was there.
He knows a lot about Ben. Ben was a womanizer. Maybe that explains it.
It's,
New England?
In the East Coast.
Kentucky?
America?
America?
America. America was one of the original colonies. I was not aware of that. I'm learning so much tonight, aren't you?
Massachusetts.
Jersey?
Jersey, unfortunately.
Oh!
I'm Waters, and you're in my world right here.
So... I got to tell you, this is great, because you look at this stuff, and people say, no, that's not real, that really didn't happen. No, bullpuckies, it happened. You're looking at it. You're watching it. I mean, seriously, what are we teaching in the schools? And I know some of my friends are going to get mad at me because, you know, I'm involved with a school district. But really, when you think about how old these kids are, kids, young people, whatever, they're on the beach. Did they just not think it was important? Did their teachers not think it was important? I'm kind of confused here. I really don't even know where to go with this. Anyway, so tune in tomorrow, or you can pick it up, the podcast, later on or what have you, because I am going to have Rick Green's going to go through really what happened on the days leading up to the signing of the Declaration. Okay? And then how they moved on through the Constitution. But it's not a boring history lesson. Rick is anything but boring. But, you know, what it took, you know, again, it didn't pass at first. People were nervous about it. They knew what they were doing. And I may even give away, if one of you guys can answer some questions on it Thursday or Friday, I may give away one of his DVDs. And if you don't enjoy that, then you're brain dead. Seriously, because he is not a dry guy. So tomorrow, be safe. Don't be stupid. I'm not joking. Dead serious. I mean, make sure you're safe in what you do. I know everybody wants to do the fireworks thing. That's great. I think they're exciting. If there's a show close to you, throw the kids in the van, in the car, in the back of the pickup, whatever. Get them to the show. It's always exciting to see that kind of thing. But the reality is, let's make sure it's more than, you know, barbecue, beer, beach, and bombs. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that the kids, the young'uns, really understand what people went through, what citizens went through, so that they could have the freedom to have the day off with pay. I'm sure that was in our founding fathers' minds. Seriously, I'm not joking. 855 Real Joe, write it down. You'll need it for next time. Pick up our Android and Apple applications. You know, you can watch the show live. You can listen to the show live. You can, even if you're listening to it on your radio, at least you can actually be part of the chat off the application. A lot going on with it. I'm Joe Messina. Have a safe and blessed rest of the day. God bless you.